I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Ken McCauley with the National Corn Growers Association. And he's here at the Roadrunner Indy 300. And we're getting ready to watch the race. But before we do, I just wanted to step aside and ask you a few questions on, you know, ethanol's identity right now. A lot of media is kind of attacking ethanol. What do you think about that?
Well, I think the attacks are unfounded. I think the media is looking at us as the easy target. We're being attacked for a lot of reasons, but when you look at the whole picture, ethanol can't be compared equally one-to-one to petroleum because we're renewables. And there's a lot of support for renewables across the country, but in the environmental community especially. We've proven that we've got a very good energy ratio where one unit in 1.7 units come out as energy and BTUs. But the other thing is, when you empty an oil well, you can't go back here and get more oil out of it. And we can raise a crop next year off the same soil and make some more energy and ethanol. And I think that's what the public hasn't quite accepted yet and really needs to look at us as we're better than petroleum. And even if we don't cost more, we actually cost less. I filled up today at our E85 station in St. Joe for $2.73, and the regular unleaded E10 was $3.35. So 65 cents difference is what the deal was, and it was renewable. So we really need to get the message out that we're not the culprit here, and we're being attacked unfairly.
Okay, and what about, like today, there was an article in the Kansas City Star, and it was saying even though a gallon of ethanol blended fuel is cheaper, even 60 cents cheaper, you're saying 65 cents just the other day, that price-wise, with the amount of miles per gallon that you get and the amount of times you have to fill up your fuel tank, it's actually not cheaper.
Well, I read that article, and I thought, you know, this is not fair. They used averages, they used them against us, and then they multiplied the averages out to make it look bad. Even with those averages and the negative things, it showed that it cost $100 more if you drove for a year on E85. If for a person who likes renewables and thinks it's better for the earth, $100 is a small amount to pay even at that. I think if they'd use the right numbers, it would show that it's cheaper to run ethanol. We can come up with those figures, and they won't give them credibility because it's not their numbers. But the numbers in the Kansas City Star today reflected a lot of averages, and it was non-scientific on the mileage because E10's been documented to be as good as gasoline, and the mileage doesn't change. So I think they pick and choose their numbers, and if they want to be against us, that's the way they do it.
Okay, so I do know that the Star reported that it could cause as much as a 3.4% decrease in the amount of fuel mileage, but you're saying there's other studies that show that it's just as good, if not better.
Yes, I think most consumers that are objective look at E10 as the same mileage, and I've done it. I've proven it to myself. I feel good. I only have a 2 mile per gallon loss on E85 in my new Tahoe. The mileage isn't as good as most people want overall either way, but two mile per gallon for 65 cents less equates, plus renewable fuel equates to a very good deal for me using E85 or E10.
Okay, great. Anything you want to add?
Well, I think if the consumer could look at the fact that food costs are going up a very small amount, you're talking about an all-time decrease in consumer disposable income for food this year at 9%. It's gone down since 1944. If we come up a little bit from something that's gone down for the last 60 years, I think it's about time food prices kind of got back a little bit. When you look at the real culprit, though, and it's energy costs, not corn, not biofuels, it's the cost of oil. And when you look at the real culprit, that's where they need to be looking. And the value of the dollar, because exports are up. Foreign countries can buy our products using their dollars for about 50% off. And that's one of the real culprits, along with oil. And the real culprit overall is we're spending too many dollars on foreign oil sending those dollars out of the country, making our dollars worth less, and making our petroleum cost more.
Okay. Enough said. Thank you again very much for the interview, Ken.
Thank you.